This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. Details from VOA's Patsy Radakaswara.
The report concludes the U.S. does not have enough information to verify whether American weapons were used in unlawful military action, even with human rights groups providing input based on their on-the-ground experience. Some lawmakers have pushed for more oversight, as there's currently no government mechanism to monitor how American weapons are used. Earlier this week, the Biden administration paused a shipment of 3,500 large bombs to Israel. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests continue in campuses across the U.S. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
VAC police have made dozens of arrests as pro-Palestinian protest encampments were dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Arizona. Police tear gassed protesters in Arizona late Thursday and made two arrests there. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby announced more aid to Ukraine for its ongoing war with Russia.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby. The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing a really difficult situation in the east. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. AP's Lisa Dwyer with more.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of a new multiple rocket launch system in the country as a plan to deploy and defeat forces starting this year. That's according to state media. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Friday that the tests confirmed the advantage and destructive power of the 240-millimeter rocket launcher and its guided shells. Chad's election results are being disputed. Reuters correspondent David Doyle tells us why.
Chad's interim president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Sukseh Masra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in Western Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Masra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Somalia is asking the United Nations to terminate its political mission in the country, which has been assisting the government to bring peace and stability in the face of attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab. In a letter to the Security Council and Secretary General Antonio Guterres obtained Friday by the Associated Press, the Somali Foreign Minister Ahmed Mulim Fiki said the decision followed a thorough consideration of their strategic priorities. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.